Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio, based down here in Brighton, in the middle of the UK. We're having a fantastic time at the moment on the show as we jump into another edition of the Interview Hour, our daily interview section where we talk to different artists from around the world about the projects they are working on, the sounds they are making, and of course, what is on the way. Today, we're getting into a conversation with an artist that I'm quite keen on chatting to, someone whose sound has kind of instantaneously encaptured me. And in general, I'm really excited to hear about the process. Oladapo joins us on the line. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing great. Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
It's great to get you on the show, man. It's great to get you on. Obviously, I came across your sound doing a kind of reaction live stream over on YouTube. And since then, I've been kind of following what you've been doing musically. It's been really interesting listening through the sound. So for those that aren't aware, do you want to kind of talk me through your process of actually getting involved in music in the first place? Like how you kind of got inspired? Like what's the journey for you?
I've always been, I think I started out writing poetry. So like finding ways to express myself. So I found out that words that rhyme could turn into songs, you know? And I kind of like, you know, it's just like, it was a hobby at first. So I kind of stumbled feeling like, oh, my voice isn't bad. So it would only make sense, you know, to make music. Then, but it wasn't anything serious at first. It was stuff I did like in junior secondary school. And then I stopped for a while because I wanted to face my studies. I was a bit of a nerd. Naive, you know, that type of thing.
Nothing wrong with that. Then, nothing wrong with that at all.
You know, but then I got into uni, and you know, influencership, like IG, Instagram influencership, was like a big thing. It was like a booming business at the time. So just like, it was something where if you didn't have like 1,000 followers on IG at the time, it was like, oh, you're a nobody, you know. So everybody was like, in 2016, 2015, okay, let's try and like build my page. Let's do this, let's do that. But just for the fun of it, and you know, for social status quo, clout. I started out drawing, because I can draw. Started out drawing at first. I wasn't getting as much like traction onto my page. Then I started dancing. I'm not a half bad dancer, but then reverse was the thing then, you know, people go. I did that. It was not half as bad as well, but then I kind of, a friend of mine that was doing music at the time came to my house, told me like, oh, try and freestyle on these beats. I did. It sounded nice. Oh, I can do this. Then I went, picked the Bryson Tiller song that I liked, Don't. It was popping at the time, made a cover to it. And I had more engagement on that post than I ever had in any of all the other posts I had. So I just kept on going with that, covers and covers and covers. I built like a following for myself. My manager was a fan of my stuff. Like, she wasn't my manager at the time. She was just a fan.
Yeah.
But then we linked up. What plans do you have for the future? Blah, blah. I had no plans. Made Mr. Easy, Empower Music. Had to deal with Universal, had to deal with Sony. And I'm here now.
Amazing, man. It sounds like it's been quite a kind of combination of creative endeavors to kind of find where you are now. It feels like there's a lot of kind of creativity within you, which is really cool to see. I feel this might kind of tie into the next question quite well then, because obviously when I've listened through the sound that you're making, it feels like it's quite a unique approach. It feels like there's a lot of different sort of influences in there. To someone who's never heard your sound before, how would you describe it from an artist perspective?
I think at the base of everything I'm doing, I'm a Nigerian, I'm an African, so we always like try to, I love Afrobeats, but then I try to fuse Afrobeats in a way, like with genres that I like and how I would like to, you know. I feel like every artist should try to make music that they want to listen to, you know. I'm a big fan of R&B, you know. I listen to a lot of Brent Fires, Bryson Tiller, SZA, you know, people like that. And I also love Afrobeats, like from Fela, Lagbaja, to Wizkid, to Davido, to Burna Boy, to, you know, almost everybody, to Wandeko. So it was something that, okay, how could I bridge this gap? At the basis of everything I make is mostly somewhat Afro-R&B, Afro-pop, maybe dancehall infusion somewhere here and there, just to add like the commercial elements and all that. But that's pretty much what my sound is. And I strive to always make sure that my writing, you know, there's a concise story to, like, to everything. You know, emotional intimacy, you know, being as direct and, you know, so, I don't know. what's the point of a song or a poem if it doesn't make any sense in the whole
thing? Of course, man. Yeah. No, of course. Of course. It's really interesting hearing you describe it, man. Obviously, talking through all of the different influences. And it's a sound that instantaneously kind of it stuck with my ears. Obviously, I reached out to you straight away and went, oh, I'm loving what you're doing. Like, this is sounding really, really cool. We've run a few of the tunes on the show as well. And kind of off the back of that, what I've kind of really liked is kind of looking through what you're doing artist wise. I feel like you had a track out. Around 5-6 months ago, I think it was now, called Alone. And having looked through, obviously, your pages and stuff, this seems like the one that seems to have really kind of banged at the time. Do you want to talk me through how that process kind of came together? Because it's always cool to see a tune kind of explode, you know?
So in 2020, during the pandemic, I and my friend, a close friend of mine, Pipan, he's one of the biggest Afrobeat producers in Nigeria. We linked up. I had this idea for a very soft, you know, unique Afro R&B ballad, like a poem, like, you know, I want your body, you know, blah blah blah, just very unique type melodies. I actually had freestyled with like an instrumentalist before, so I went to him and I was like, bro, this idea I have, what can I do to this? We're like, okay, I think this would be even like madder on another level if you make it like Afro pop, like hip, you know, give it like a bounce and everything. And we came up with the entire song.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Like, kind of off the building of the tune and then the success we saw with Alone. Okay. Were you kind of happy with the campaign afterwards? Like, do you look back on it now and go, this is exactly the kind of direction I wanted to go in?
Definitely. I feel like I wanted the project and Alone in itself to just like, you know, be like my statements, you know. So like, I haven't really put out much stuff. So I wanted to just like do something where, even if it's not the biggest song in the world or anything, people can hear it and know, okay, this dude actually has a sound he's trying to like create for himself. I am noticed by a certain like level, to a certain level. I have like some sort of industry respect here in the country, do you understand? So, and everything I've talked about right now, everything I intended to happen has happened and more. So like, the success of the entire project and the song itself pretty much keeps surprising me every day.
Awesome, man. I mean, again, it's so exciting to kind of hear people talk through that kind of when projects are successful. You know, I always like kind of going back and going, would you have changed anything? Mm-hmm. Like, it's always kind of cool to see that the progress is happening. Mm-hmm. Now, kind of diving more into the more specifics, I suppose, of your sound on this kind of level. Yeah. How would you describe a typical studio session for yourself? Because I feel like it'd be quite an explosive experience with all the different kind of creative kind of elements you've got going on.
I usually make music in maybe two ways. I am very like meticulous with my lyrics, like what I say, how I'm saying it. Then the delivery, what I want it to sound like, how do I want it to be placed on the beats, or how do I, all these melodies like interact with the listener. So I either already have an idea before I go to the studio to record or meet the producer, or I get to the studio, I have no idea what I'm doing. They play a melody that inspires what I want to sing. So I think I've written songs enough now to be able to just like sit in the studio 10 minutes, I'm done writing a full song, 5 minutes. You know, I might freestyle, mumble, whatever, and you know, write to it. It's just, for me, it's never really been a process because it's fun for me.
Yeah, of course.
I just go there, you know, keep my mind. I'm like, you know, the craziest thing is, I might be feeling like I might be having the worst day. Walk into the studio and be like, okay, this happened today. Play me a B. Oh, this is talking to me. I'm like, okay. Today I hit my leg on the stone. Do you understand?
So yeah, no, entirely.
You know, I just pretty much like try and find the best ways to express myself and be me as much as possible in the songs.
Definitely, man. And you can kind of hear that again, the creativity we're hearing. And as you've already mentioned, the kind of numerous different creative avenues you kind of bring to things. It must be such a kind of cool process to watch. I feel it's something that I'd really like to kind of sit in on if I'm ever in the studio sort of scenario. Like, I always watch, I love watching people who are good at what they do, you know, and it sounds like this is very much a scenario you're kind of rolling with. Kind of diving in more to kind of other bits you've released then. There's obviously, you've got a track on your YouTube channel called Priceless, and it's got a really kind of cool video to it, the animated animated video. Again, how did that kind of come together? Again, it's another entirely different medium of kind of creativity that we're seeing. So it's always kind of cool to see. How did this come together?
So with Priceless, we tried our best to like make sure some songs or specific songs on the project have some sort of media going along with them, if like video content or whatever. And Priceless is a really fun song. It's upbeat. It kind of sounds happy, you know, playful. Do you understand? So I just feel like it'd be best if that's the happiness or playfulness or, you know, the vibe of that song to have like an animated video. So Priceless is basically talking about how, even though this is basically the idea of the song, even though the feeling I have with this girl is priceless to me, if she takes me for granted or messes up on my end, I will pretty much move on to the girl next door.
Okay.
And, you know, I wanted the animator, I already had the idea, I sent it to him, okay, I feel like we could do this, we could do that. Then he, you know, pretty much just like made a video where, you know, one girl was taking me for granted and I went to meet some girls at a club. It was very fun, very playful, but, you know, still had the helm of the idea at heart, you know. That was pretty much it. And I love how it came out.
Yeah, man, it looks fantastic. Again, everyone locked in right now. If you haven't already, do go and check out the video for Priceless. It's on your YouTube channel, I believe.
It's definitely
worth watching. So kind of off the back of all of this, then, what I want to find out now, this is the killer question, the question I always like to ask people because we find out some cool stuff. I'm looking to the future. Mm-hmm. What's the plan for yourself for the rest of 2022? Because I can't help but feel you have a few things on the way.
Yeah, I'm looking to collaborate more this year, but collaborate more strategically. But there isn't much strategy that can really go into many things right now.
That's all good.
As much as I'm trying to be businessy and all of that, the songs have to be good. So if I'm trying to like have somebody on my like on my records, it has to be somebody who appreciates the work I'm putting in and would like match up with my energy. Do you understand? So I'm looking to put up another project, but I'm not sure yet, but I'm collating another project. It will be something I want to do majorly on the soft, sexy, sultry, you know, slow but up-tempo type vibe. I don't know if you get the idea, sir. But
no, I think I do. I think I get it.
Yeah, I'm looking to feature a lot of female Nigerian or African artists. It's something that I might, if it goes well, I would like probably repeat the same idea of that project as time goes on. You know, maybe let's say the name of the project is Pillow Talk. We go like Pillow Talk 1, Pillow Talk 2, Pillow Talk 3, with different artists on every time.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense, man.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm looking to do. So.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Well, I've got to say, it's been great to grab you for a few minutes and kind of sit for and talk through your process. This has been really enlightening, obviously, kind of finding out about the man behind the lyrics, the man behind the vocals. It's always really kind of cool to have these conversations. For people who aren't aware of what you're doing already and want to follow you and sort of look into the music you're making, how can people stay up to date with what you're doing on socials and on websites? Where's the best place for people to find you?
I'm active on every social media platform, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, anywhere. Just at Oladapo Official, OLADAPO Official, OFFICAL. So that's pretty much me everywhere. My YouTube is Oladapo. You can search, I'm Oladapo everywhere on every music platform. I have songs out, I have new collaborations coming. If you've not seen any of all the video contents we have for the project, you can go check that out as well.
Awesome, man. Well, I've got to say, it's been great having you on the show. Thank you for taking the time. Have a good day.
Thanks.
I look forward to seeing your music, man. It should be good.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me, bro.
Each and every time, man. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere, people. We are live on Trickstar Radio this morning. This is Breakfast with Kovu. This has been the interview hour and we're going to get into some more music next. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere.
Trickstar Radio.